You see it? You see it? You really see it? So then I had to ask him right away, like, which Mr. Incredible, like the one at the beginning of the movie where he's like an overweight, like out of touch, or is he like the super, and they were like, oh, the superhero one, totally. So do you agree? Do you agree? Okay, thank you. Which one? The good looking one or the?
That one.
Okay, good answer. That's why I chose that picture too, that's for sure. So anyhow, great to be back this morning and excited about where we're headed this morning. I feel like you've already gotten a couple of messages. I mean, Sharon was speaking this morning and singing. What a gift that was. Karen just sharing so beautifully this morning about our calling. Like, we've already heard some messages, but I've got one more for you as well. Now, my full name is Joshua Peter Griffin. So my full name is Joshua Peter Griffin. If you ever watched Family Guy, the main character's name is Peter Griffin. When I come back to the United States, like if I go on a missions trip somewhere, they'll be looking at my passport and they'll be like, all right, let's see here, Joshua Peter Griffin. And the guy at the passport counter just kind of laughs because he's like, Peter Griffin, this is it. Just go to America, you're fine. Like, he just lets me right through. It's great. Like, my parents gave me the name Joshua. Do we have any other Joshes in the room? Any other Joshes? Oh, yeah, one there, one there. Nobody over here. All right, you're on your own. That's all right. We got a couple Joshuas in the room. Joshua is my parents gave me a verse with my name. I don't know if any of you got a life verse, but my parents are like super Christian. And so they gave me a life verse, and it's Joshua 24:15. And it's a long verse, but basically what it says is you can choose who you're going to serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Maybe some of you have a plaque in your house that even says something like that. If your parents like to put up a verse about their house, they're like, this is a verse, we're going to serve. And that's the life verse that my parents gave me, Joshua Peter Griffin. Those are the labels that have been attached to me. All right, we can probably take down the overweight Family Guy. We can probably just go to, okay, good. I also really like Star Wars a lot. Like, a lot. This is me with BB-8, the real BB-8. In California at the Force Awakens premiere, and I got to meet the real BB-8. We had a conversation. It was awesome. Anybody else love Star Wars? You know, love Star Wars? Okay, good. If you want to talk, you want to geek out later on Star Wars stuff, I'm totally in. I actually run a website. This is true. Some of you are going to feel really bad for me. It's called theforce.net. That's my website. It gets millions of visitors every year. And I really, really like Star Wars. That's a label that has been attached to me. I played football in college my freshman year. I actually played here in Wisconsin at a school called Maranatha Baptist. And my freshman year, I got destroyed playing football. I never played in high school for whatever reason. But in college, I walked on, made the team, and got absolutely destroyed. Like, the seniors would pick on me. And they would be like, oh, here, this is Joe, and it's a kickoff. They don't even care where the ball went. They're just going to tee off on the freshman, the scrawny. And so I just got destroyed on my freshman year. But my sophomore year, I kind of figured out the game of football and played and loved it, and I got into a few games, and that was good. My junior year, I got to start a defensive tackle on our team, and I got to play a ton of games. And my senior year, I blew my knee and my career was over. So that's the end of my football stories. But that was a label that was attached to me. I grew up playing sports. There was one, I played under 16 soccer. And like I said, I was always a really big kid. And so parents were like, check his birth certificate. Like, I was a big kid. They put me in the goalie. I would have been really good at hockey because they would have filled the entire goal. Anyhow, so I have been given a lot of labels that have been attached to me. Last night I told you I was from California. California comes with a bunch of labels that people affix to you right away. And so this morning what I want you to do is I want you to think about the labels that other people have attached to you. So, you know, my name, Joshua Peter Griffin, football is a label, and, sports and whatever, super good looking male model, all that. And then, and think about the labels that you have been given. Now, some of them are positive, and some of them are negative. So if you wanted to take notes, or at the very least, please take mental notes this morning. What I'd like for you to think about is the labels that you have kind of allowed to be stuck on you, or when you look into a mirror, and it's not like I'm just fixing my hair, it's like you look into the mirror and you like look into your own eyes, which is kind of a weird thing that we do sometimes, and you're like, who's really in there? And you look deep into your own eyes and you're like, what are the labels that I believe? And some of them are going to hopefully be really awesome and encouraging. And maybe you're an artist. Maybe you're an academic. Maybe you have some special talents and skills that you bring to the world. But maybe there's also some negative labels that have been attached to you, or that you secretly believe that you maybe wouldn't even hardly say out loud, but you really believe that they're true about you. Well, this morning, what I want to do is I want to challenge those labels. Because, well, let's do this. I'm going to be a little bit bold here. I'm going to give you a chance to speak. What are some, think about it, don't say anything yet. What are some of the labels that are attached to you? I would like for a couple of you to share a label, like a single word that you would put out there. Like for me, you know, Star Wars and geek and nerd and those football, those are my labels. And some are positive, some are negative. And what I'd like to do is hear from a couple of you to say, here are some of the labels that have been given to me. I'd love it if some of you were honest enough in this moment to say something maybe that has, it's a tough label for you, and maybe something that is an easy label for you. I don't want just the teenagers to participate. Adults, I'd like to hear some of yours as well. So who would be bold enough this morning to say, here's something that I have been called. Here's something that that someone has labeled me with. Who would just start off? Go ahead. Annoying. Okay, that's your label. Annoying. Good. Give me another one. Go. Tiny. Okay, never been called that. That's unless they were joking. Then they were like, hey, tiny. All right, good. Yeah, so yeah, tiny. Stand up really quick. Oh, you are standing. Okay, good. I'm kidding. Good. Thank you for sharing. Go. What is it? I couldn't hear you. Short. Okay. Oh, you guys are totally in. Go. Tall. Fast runner. Good. Somebody over here. This section's being too quiet. You're being too quiet. So we're going to wait for this section over here. All right, dumb. Fortnite and blonde. All right, that was good. All right, good. Who else? Who else? Somebody in here. I'm waiting for you. Go. What was it? Broken. All right, good. What do you got? What was it? Someone yelled something out. Now I can't. No, not going to say it anymore. All right, what do you got? Bipolar. Good. Appreciate this, guys. Good. A couple more. Go. Crazy. Lazy. All right, you guys get it. Okay, a couple more. Go. Real loud. Still couldn't hear it. Buff. You and me both, baby. That's it. All right. Hey, stand up. Let's see it. Show it if you got it. And yeah, you got it, baby. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Good. Hey, we all, you want one more? One more. Hopeless. Okay, good. Guys, I appreciate this so much. Go. What was it? All right, good. All right, let me do this. I want to hear a couple of adults. There's a lot of students jumping in. I appreciate that. Adults, go back to when you were in high school. What was something positive or negative that was attached to you? All right, adults, stand up. Go ahead. What was it? Poor. Adults, what else you got? Adults. Shy. Loud. What was it? Goody, goody. Sassy. I love it. What was it? Nerd. Yeah. I love it. Back when I was growing up, being a nerd or a geek wasn't a good thing. Like today, if you like Marvel movies, you're a geek, and it's like a good thing. It's like cool. But when I was a kid, it was not cool to be a geek. That's right. Good. Thank you for your answers. Here's what I want you to do this morning. What I want you to do is think about your labels and think in particular about the ones that sting the most. The ones that you have internalized and you believe and they're not good. The ones that you don't admit to, but they attack at the very core of who you are. The ones that someone said one time in passing, or maybe they've never said it at all, but you believe it because you put it in there, like they must think that about me. And so you have taken what they haven't even said and you've put it deep inside of your heart. And what I want to do is I want to challenge you this morning that maybe the labels are lies. Like the adults that are in this room could tell you stories, and maybe during your time today at some point they will share some of their stories about some of the labels that they believed that they felt were so real and so important. And maybe now as an adult they realize that they didn't have nearly the power that they did when they were in junior high or high school, like you're going through right now. I have a daughter. She's, I think she's 14, maybe it's 13 or 15. It changes all the time. It's very difficult to remember your kid's age, but she's around that age. But when she was a little kid, I'd read her this story every night about a guy named Puccinello. Puccinello was a wooden puppet, and it was their favorite bedtime story. I would read them stories all the time. They always chose this one called You Are Special. And I would read it. I, like, practically memorized the whole story. But the gist of it is, Puccinello is a little wooden puppet who lives in this village. And in the village, people will put gray dots or gold stars on everybody in the little town. And gray spots were if you were a loser, and gold stars were if you were an achiever. And pretty soon Puccinello found himself with not a single gold star on his body. All he was covered with gray dots, and he was defeated and labeled, and he was just so done. And he met someone, another character in the story, who didn't have any gold stars or any gray dots, because she knew something that none of the other characters in the story knew. And my kids would be laying in their bed, almost asleep, and I'm reading this story about gray dots and gold stars, and I'm thinking to myself, this is what teenagers go through every day. Every moment of your life, you think people are either putting gray dots on me or gold stars on me. And gray dots are defeating, and gold stars aren't super helpful either because they can make you super arrogant. And some of you are in here this morning, you're like, all my labels are great. I'm awesome. That's not healthy either. And some of you are so on the other side, you're so defeated. I got it just covered in gray dots. And the beautiful part of this story is that the little puppet ends up going to meet his maker. He goes to meet the puppet maker. And it's a picture of God, and the gray dots and the gold stars, they all fall to the ground when we understand God's labels for us. My kid, I want that so desperately for my kids, that my son Christian, who's now taller than me, which is crazy, my son Austin, who's on his way, my 13 to 15-year-old daughter Alexis, and then that other kid, I forget his name. No, Jaden, my youngest. Like, I want my kids, all four of them, and my kids, all 400 of you, to understand that God has put labels on you. And they aren't short or fat or ugly or loser or failure or nerd or geek or whatever other label that is a lie that is attached to you. Let me show you some of the most beautiful passages of Scripture so that you can have peace with who God made you to be. I realize there's a lot of voices, but there's one voice that I want you to hear booming into your life and over your life this morning, and it's the person who made you, the God of the universe, who created the universe, who also brought you into this world. Like, if you're in this place and you are breathing, it is not an accident that you are on planet Earth. Let me show you these scriptures and give you a label that God has for you. Here's the first scripture. We'll put it on the screen. It says this: He, Jesus, is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins. He has showered his kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. The sins that you and I have created, all the labels and mess-ups and failures and all of it, have been put on Jesus on the cross of Calvary, so that our sins could be paid for and our label has been ripped off and another label has been put on. And here's the label. If you're taking notes, or again, mental notes at the very least, here it is. You have been forgiven. So if you're in here and you're just stuck in your shame and your regret and your pain, and all that, we talked about the heart stuff and peace in your heart last night, and it's brought up some stuff. Man, here's what I want you to know. There is hope. And there is forgiveness. If you walked in this morning covered in gray dots, let them fall to the ground, because God is so rich in kindness and love that he forgave our sins. That is a beautiful label to put on this morning. Let me share another one with you. Here's another verse with another label. For God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body. The reason we sacrifice what our body wants for God is because we have been purchased by his blood. And when I see that word, the high price, what that screams to me is how valuable you are. Like, think of this. Here's the label that we'll put up on the screen. You are valuable. My daughter's in junior high, and I used to, like, tease my kids about bullying. I'd be like, yeah, bullying is, when I was growing up, it was, you know, bullying was, like, normal, and it was no big deal. And we just called it growing up. And you guys are so weak, you call it bullying. And that could not be further from the truth. That could not be less sensitive and caring to what you're going through. And because of social media and all of that, that doesn't ever stop, you're judging your value based on what other people say about you or the number of likes or comments or followers you have, and you are more valuable one day and less valuable the next day. And God says, oh, my sons and my daughters, I've bought you with a high price. You're so valuable to me. You're so valuable to me that I sent my son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins so that you could be forgiven. Let's look at the next verse up on the screen too. My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If you needed another word to put on your list of labels, like that are competing directly with the labels that you have believed, I would say the word loved would be a great one to add to the list as well. You are forgiven, you are valued, valuable, and you are loved. Next verse on the screen. It says this, for we are God's masterpiece. He's created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago. Masterpiece. You are the masterwork of a master artist. A masterpiece means that out of all of the created works of an artist, you are the best. You're the most valuable. You are the it's like we line up all the paintings of a master painter, and then there's one that stands out, and that is what God thinks of you. You are a masterpiece. When I think about artists, great American artists, I can only think of one person, and that is Bob Ross. Bob Ross is the greatest artist of our generation. There are no others. Absolutely. I've been watching Bob Ross on Netflix for no reason. I just think it's awesome. He has happy clouds and happy trees. And if you didn't think Bob Ross could be more awesome, I brought a picture of Bob Ross and a baby raccoon. So there you go. There is like double cuteness. Actually, they have matching hair. That's kind of cute. That's awesome. Bob Ross, what a stud. No longer with us, but he will live forever on Netflix. An unbelievable artist. And friends, what I want you to know is that there is a God in heaven who calls you his masterpiece. I don't know what you see when you look into the mirror. I don't know the unrest that you feel when you look deep into your own eyes and all you see is all of your worst. And then you compare yourself to other people. Like, you do this in every way, in every academic setting or athletic setting. You compare your test score to the other people in your class, to the other people in your grade, to the other people in your school. We even rank students, so you know exactly where you are. On the basketball court, same way. You know exactly the shots that went in, the ones that didn't. You compare yourself to somebody else. You've probably done infinite numbers of comparisons today already. You've compared your hair and your clothes and the leader in your cabin to the other leaders. Like, you have compared yourself a billion times already this morning. And here's what I want you to know. A simple principle. When you compare, you lose. Every time. Because you know yourself really, really well. And you know all the bad stuff. And when you look at someone else, you're like, she's perfect, and why do I have to be this way? Or he has all, his life, or you look on Instagram, and you're like, look at their life. Like, this isn't even real life. It's not real life. That's why we put filters on our pictures, and that's why you only post and update the things that you want to show other people about how great your life is. Friends, when you compare, you lose every single time. But when you compare yourself and you compare these labels side by side, the labels that you believe, what if they're lies? And maybe God's labels are the most important ones for you. I want you to have peace in your heart, to be your heart to be made right with accountability and confession. I want that. I also want peace with who God made you to be. Because for some reason about this age, you start to question everything. And all you see are your flaws and your failures and your mess-ups. And God looks at you and says these words. One more verse on the screen. It says this: "And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and my daughters, says the Lord Almighty." One more label to put on that column: you are God's son, or you are God's daughter. And I realize that love on earth and fathers and moms sometimes aren't perfect examples of love. And I feel bad for your situation if when you think of God the Father and it comes with a lot of baggage because your dad isn't around or isn't in your life. I'm so sorry about that. But I will say this. You have, I mean, Q just said it a minute ago from the stage. You have a father who loves you perfectly and completely. He stands with you and beside you. I know that human love, we've kind of messed up in this area. But how awesome is it that the guy who created this whole thing says, you are my son. You are my masterpiece. You are loved. You are valued. You are forgiven. I want to play a video for you this morning. This is a video we made for our youth group. And it's just a reminder of all of the other voices that are out there. A lot of the distractions and voices that will pull us away from the reminder that God loves you the way you are. When we center our lives on him, we will hear his voice and wear his labels. Watch this.
God. 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 God.
Family.
God.
Family.
God.
Family.
God.
Family.
Friends.
God.
Family.
Friends.
God.
Family.
Work. Friends.
God.
Family.
Work. Friends.
God.
Money.
Family.
Work. Friends.
God.
Money.
Family.
Work. Friends.
God.
Money.
Family.
God.
Family.
God.
Family.
God.
The ladies.
God.
The ladies.
Yelling! Yelling!
God.
There it is. All right. Very good.
God.
Teenagers, what of all the noise and all of the voices and all of the labels, let the gray dots fall to the ground this morning and be labeled by the God who made you. You're loved, you're masterpiece, you're forgiven, you're his son, you are his daughter. Here's what I want you to do this morning as we respond. What I want you to do is I want you to think of the label that you believe. Like, put a negative label. Put your hands out. Put your hands out. Let's do this. Put a negative label in one hand. You don't have to say it out loud. You don't have to tell anybody. Just you know that word that tears at you right to the very core. And I want you to put that label right there. And then maybe put put another one over here, or something that you know in your heart, you like this label a little too much, and it's gone to your head as well. So maybe it's a couple negative ones. Maybe you feel like I don't know which to choose from because there's so many. What I want you to do is I want you to take one of each, and I want you to close your fist around them, and I want you to really, really make a tight fist, like grip it, like really tight. Like nails digging into your hand kind of thing. Okay, ready? And then let it go. Now here's what I want you to do. I want you to receive a prayer of blessing over you this morning with your hands out like this and allow God's labels to be put into your heart and over you this morning. You guys put your hands out like this. I'll pray for us. We'll respond in song. God, give us peace this morning about who you've made us to be. There's a lot of different people in this room with a lot of different talents and skills and abilities, a lot of different labels that have been attached to them, some really, really painful and hurtful, and some good. And God, I just ask that those unspoken labels that are attacking our heart and chipping away at us every day, that weigh us down and hold us back, God, the comparison games that we play all of the time, all of this chatter and noise, God, may they fall to the ground this morning, and that we find peace in the labels that you have given us. God, I pray for the young man this morning here in this room who needs to understand that you are his father and he is your son. God, for the sweet girl in this room this morning who just feels so defeated and attacked and bullied, she has no self-concept left. She's hanging by a thread. God, fill her heart this morning with the word masterpiece. God, for the person here who says, "Now I am not loved. I will never find love. I cannot be loved." God, may that gray dot fall to the ground and your love fill them and cover them and wash over them this morning. God, for the freshman boy in this room, the freshman boy who's going through a lot right now, he's just praying that his voice would change soon. God, just ask that you'd help him to see how valuable and loved he is. God, for every single person in this room, you know the labels and the lies, the unrest in our hearts this morning, and so God, with open hands, we lift those up to you, and we ask to receive your labels this morning, that we be reminded of how incredibly loved we are. God, may that bring us incredible peace today, as we're reminded of your great love for us. We're chosen. We're not forsaken. I am who you say that I am. God, help me to understand that song with a deeper meaning. Help me to worship you more fully as we lift our voices to you because of who you've made us to be. God, we're so thankful for your love for us, for the reminders of this scripture this morning. We ask all those things in your name. Amen.